Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
I'm John Hoffman. A bright note in an otherwise disappointing season at Purcell Pavilion last night, as Notre Dame players sent Coach Mike Bray out in his final home game with an 88-81 win over 25th ranked Pitt.
We wanted it bad for a variety of reasons. You know, I think that this has obviously been a challenging season, and I think it's not gone the way everyone expected it to, especially and most importantly the guys in that locker room. So that's been draining physically, mentally, but you know, at no point, you know, have we ever given up.
Departing senior Cormac Ryan. Coach Bray spoke to an appreciative crowd after the game.
It was neat to feel this atmosphere in here one last time. Our crowd was great, our students were great. Appreciate them.
The Irish finished the regular season at Clemson Saturday, and barring a miraculous run, Bray's Notre Dame career will end in next week's ACC tournament. Irish women's basketball is preparing to play its ACC tournament starting tomorrow as the top seed. ACC Coach of the Year Neil Ivey's team will face the winner of today's NC State-Syracuse game at 2 p.m. tomorrow in Greensboro, North Carolina. Sean Stiers will call the action on Live 99.9. Tonight's Big Ten basketball schedule includes number 5 Purdue at Wisconsin, a late 9 p.m. start, FS1 televising. Michigan plays at Illinois at 7 tonight on ESPN. In the NBA, the Chicago Bulls downed the Pistons in Detroit 117-115. The Indiana Pacers play at San Antonio tonight. Spring training baseball in Arizona, the Cubs over the Seattle Mariners 5-3. The White Sox lost to Cleveland 9-6. Big Ten hockey tournament play takes the ice tomorrow night at the Compton Family Ice Arena, with Notre Dame hosting Michigan State in a best-of-three series. Darren Pritchett calls it on Quality Rock Z94.3.
Mostly cloudy skies today. We're going to top out at 43. We'll drop down to 30 tonight with cloudy skies as well. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujol.